Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title real quick.
My name is Jacqueline Woodson, and I'm the education artist in residence at the Kennedy Center.
And we are talking because the brand new show, Show Way the Musical, is coming to the Family Theater at the Kennedy Center from May 13th through the 29th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, I'm so glad to be here.
All right, so tell me, obviously you know, this is adapted from your book. So you know the deal. So give us the basic premise of, you know, what the story's about.
Show is about seven generations of women and what they did to take care of the children that were coming after them. So, and it's based on my family's history. And it's about perseverance. It's about love. It's about love. It's about love. And it's about American history.
Awesome. Perfect overview. Let's do a little bit of a deeper dive now. Tell me more about Suni, and, you know, mm-hmm. I guess actually start with her great grandmother and sort of trace, you know, the different generations.
Okay, so Show Way opens with Suni's great grandmother. Suni was my great grandmother, and Suni's great grandmother was enslaved. And when she was sold away from her family at the age of seven, she took muslin with her and thread. And so the book becomes about the history of quilting and sewing as a means of survival, and opens up with the lines, when Suni's great grandma was seven, she was sold from the Virginia land to a plantation in South Carolina without her ma or pa, but with some muslin her ma had given her and two needles she got from the big house and thread dyed bright red with berries from the choke cherry tree. So I really wanted to open the book from both this place of historical devastation and hope, because I think that's what we all carry with us as human beings. You know, it's a means of survival, is to have that hope that something that's going to keep us moving forward.
And you said Suni was in relation to you. How far back does the ancestor go?
Suni was my great grandmother. So this is Suni's great grandmother.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So the main character is your great grandmother, but we're dealing with her great grandmother too.
Okay. Uh-huh. Gotcha. And we go from her great grandmother to my daughter, Toshi.
Wow. So that's a total of how many? Seven generations.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What fascinating, obviously it's your own personal family history. So that's, I mean, the answer is obvious of why you were, you know, brought to this material. But, you know, what attracted you to the idea of just time and the notions of cycles through time, mm-hmm. what's passed down and what changes across those seven generations?
So much change. I think that was what was fascinating, what my foremothers had to struggle through so that I could be here now writing. And I think when I started writing Show Way, I wanted to understand how I got here, and how I got here is Jacqueline Woodson, who at that, you know, I've written 35 books. At that point, I'd written like 20, who was this kid who came from this history of people who were not even allowed to read and write to become this award-winning writer. And also, my grandmother died 4 months before I became pregnant with my daughter, Toshi. And I always wanted them to know each other. I wanted there to be a connection, because of course there's that genealogical connection, there's that biological connection, but I really wanted there to be a way in which, you know, Toshi could pick up a book and see the journey and see how she is connected to that journey. And by extension, how all people can begin to think about the journey that they've come through, that none of us just appeared one day, that we are here because of the people who came before us and the people who came before them and the people who came before them. And I wanted to pay homage to those ancestors.
I love it. And you just said that you wanted your daughter to be able to pick up the book and learn about her ancestors. Tell me about the book itself. Like, tell me, I guess I want to know, like, the journey from your head to the book page to turning it into, you know, for the stage.
It's it's a book that's illustrated by Hudson Talbot. I had my fabulous editor, Nancy Paulson, who I've worked on many, many, many books with. And I get to choose my illustrator. So when we were working on this book, I knew that I wanted someone who could move through time, whose illustrations could move through time from collage to pencil drawings to paintings, you know, watercolor and oils. Like, I really wanted to get the textures of all of those generations on the page, because we don't, you know, the way we were drawing stuff in the 1800s is not the same as we're drawing stuff in the 2000s. So, so Hudson did an amazing job with the illustrations. And it's so funny because I never thought of it being something on stage, right? I always, a story lives in my head and then it's on the page and it's different on the page. And it wasn't until I got to the Kennedy Center and my friend Toshi Regan, who's a musician, had always talked about the musicality of my writing. And so this was one I thought, what if it was a musical? What would that look like? And I had worked with Tyrone Robinson, who's the composer. We did a very different version of Shoei in the city many, many years ago. And I loved how his music worked in that show. And I said, can you write all new songs? And let this be your baby now. So I basically handed him the book and said, do what you do best and have a great time with it. And so we went back and forth and talked about the different songs he was writing, and they're beautiful. I mean, I hope you're there in the audience when it happens, because it's beautiful. And then the Kennedy Center said, well, who do you want to direct this? And they sent me some directors, and Shelley Williams, who is doing, she's the first Black woman to do Aida on Broadway, which she's working on now. She's doing M is for Mandela in London. She's doing The Notebook in Chicago. She's brilliant. And once her hands touched down on the project, it became something of a dimension I had never imagined. So even just seeing this work in progress become brings tears to my eyes, because it's traveled so far from my head and at the same time is exactly where it's supposed to be right now.
Awesome. And you mentioned really quick, you know, you mentioned that Tyrone L. Robinson was, you know, added the musical numbers to it. Tell us about some of the musical numbers. Like, do you have one or two that you can pluck out and highlight for us? That you know, I'd just love to have a soundbite or two on some of the actual songs.
Oh, man. I can't sing at all, so I'm going to
spare
you
that. No, you don't have to
that.
Sing it, but tell me. Definitely don't sing. I wouldn't want to be asked to sing on the radio.
I think one of the songs is that I love is when the audience finds out the definition of a Shoei. It's just such a beautiful number. They're all beautiful. We use the kora in it at the that beginning. We have a griot, and the kora was the instrument that fathers taught their sons to play in Africa. And it was passed down, you know, from father to son through the generations. And then eventually women were playing it. And so it's just a beautiful kind of storytelling instrument that is throughout the musical. So I'm thinking Shoei, I'm thinking the song that speaks to Reconstruction is really beautiful, but every song that you land on in this musical kind of makes you go, wow.
Awesome. And then the director, Shelley Williams, you know, her job is to bring it to the stage. So like, what do we visually see? If our listeners come and see it at the Family Theater at Kennedy Center, what are we seeing in terms of, you know, maybe sets or backdrops or costumes or, you know, the visual elements?
You're seeing projections, you're seeing what feels like puppetry, but isn't. It's people behind a scrim moving. You're seeing lots of great dancing, and the choreographers are out of Howard University. So you're seeing lots of beautiful dance. You're seeing lots of movement on the stage in terms of the backdrops, in terms of the magic of theater, and people appearing and disappearing and moving on and off the stage. And you're seeing lots of color. It's like a quilt itself performing. So anyone who has ever loved a quilt or loved a fabric is going to have a really nice sensory experience here.
I love it. And speaking of the fabric, the quilt, just tell our listeners who might not know the phrase Shoei, explain what a Shoei is in terms of, you know, being a quilt and passed on and that kind of thing.
A Shoei is a map that does that, shows the way. And back in the times of enslavement, people use them as secret codes. And that's all I'm going to say about it, because I really want people to come and be thrilled and honored and enlightened by what that Shoei has led to in this moment at the Family Theater at the Kennedy Center.
Awesome. Well, we won't spoil too much about the plot, but I'm going to try to apply that analogy to your own career. How do you view your career as an author and now playwright, as maybe a Shoei for other artists to follow?
I'm hoping that my career is just that. I'm hoping that I am showing the way for other young people to tell their stories, to know that they have a story to tell and a right to tell that story, and that that story matters in the context of the bigger world and the greater good. So I'm hoping that people who are experiencing my work, whether it's on the page or on the stage, are understanding that what I am saying to them is go off and tell your story too.
Awesome. And sort of on that note, I guess before we run, tell us a little bit more about your own life journey. You've said you've written about dozens of books by now, but like where did it all start for you? Where did you grow up, and how did you get into the creative arts?
I grew up in Greenville, South Carolina, and Brooklyn, New York. I came to Brooklyn when I was 7. My family was part of the Great Migration, which was the millions of Black folks leaving the really oppressive conditions of the South, places like Chicago, California, New York, Philadelphia. And I always loved story. I love the stories that my family told. I love the stories that were in the Bible. I love the stories that I made up all the time. And from the age of 7, I knew I wanted to be a writer. I love the physical act of writing. And I grew up in a time and a space where there weren't writers in my world, in my communities, in the way that, I'm talking to you, or writers come to schools, or, you can go on the Instagram or YouTube and hear a writer reading. Like, I didn't have any of that. So basically I learned from the books I read, and those were my authors in residence, pretty much.
Awesome. Oh, there's your author. Nice pun, because you are the education artist in residence at the Kennedy Center for this. Again, it's at the Family Theater. So remind us, if our listeners are familiar with, the Eisenhower Theater and the Opera House and the grand, the bigger ballroom or the big theaters. Where exactly in the Kennedy Center is the Family Theater? Like, how do they get there when they come in the building?
When they come into the first building, it's the Hall of States. Okay. The Family Theater is the first theater on the right. And it's pretty glorious. And you go upstairs, it's also wheelchair accessible, and you can't miss it.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like you can't miss the show either. Final seconds to just talk directly to our listeners. Like, pretend I'm not even, on the call. Like, you're talking directly to them. Like, hey, everybody, come on out. You're going to have a good time. Mm-hmm. And, that kind of thing.
Okay. Hey, everyone. It's Jacqueline Woodson. Come out to the Kennedy Center, to the Family Theater for Shoei the Musical. Lots of great people in the house. We got Howard University represented. We got New York represented. We got lots of music for you. We got beautiful sets. We got theater. We got amazing people on and off the stage, and I'll be there. So come on out.
Awesome. And real quick, I just want to follow up. What's the Howard University connection? Is there, it's actors or?
Siani Beckett and Tiffany Quinn are our choreographers, and they have created such beautiful movement. I mean, I think what's going to happen is people are going to just find themselves dancing out of the theater.
Awesome. Sounds good. Well, everyone, again, it is Shoei the Musical at the Family Theater in the Kennedy Center from May 13th through the 29th. Sounds like a really powerful story. And keep being a Shoei yourself, with your career. We appreciate you joining us today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's so nice to talk to you. Thank you. Thanks for your support. I really appreciate it.